You hear what he says? He said, if I wanted money, Hashem would have given me money. Some people are like, oh yeah, really? That one works? Okay. Let's try the money one. If I wanted real estate, Hashem would give me. What's he saying? He's saying, anything which you want so bad, you'll get it. But Derek Sherotzen Leilech Molichen Oso, the way you want to go, you'll get. What is it that you want so bad? You have to ask yourself that. What is it that you want so bad that it hurts? What is it you want in life so bad that you cry? What is that? If you know what that is, and you throw yourself into that, you'll get it. And this works, by the way, in the physical and the gashmius world also. You look at every CEO, the people are successful. You follow the theme. Right? Besides, I think John Getty, they asked him how he became wealthy. He said, I was younger, I bought an orange. I bought it for 10 cents and I sold it for 20. And I bought two oranges. And I sold it for 40 cents. And I bought four, I sold it for 80. And then my father died and left me $2 billion. Aside from that, sounds like a nice pick-me-up story, right? All we have is what we're Meiser Nefesh for. That's what we have. The greatest players, first to come, last to leave. The people in the office till 11 o'clock at night. A lot of people just aren't focused. When you know what you want, and that's in the physical world. When you know what you want in your spirituality, when it's not just a thing or something on your checklist or an idea, but you want it with every fiber in your body, you'll get it. You'll get it. Especially when it comes to Torah, it makes no difference how smart you are or what grade you got in school or how old you are. Jesky still has hope. The Mesiras Nefesh. What are we willing to give up? My brother was honored by a dinner once for the mirror. He got up and he spoke. He says, everyone gives money to tzedakah. He says, but do you give when it hurts? Do you give when it hurts? Everyone gives when they have. Do you give when it hurts? When it's low and you're not sure what's going to be? Are you moser nefesh for what the entire purpose of our world is? I think that's something we have to go ahead and take from Shavuos. We asked the question by our Shabbos table, why did Hashem turn the mountain over Klal Yisrael's head? By our Yom Tov table. They already said Nasa v'Nishma. So someone by my table, I forget who, can't say B'Shem Amrei, from someone from my table. He said, you know maybe why Hashem put it over their head? He said, I know you accepted it, but are you willing to die for it? Are you willing to push and plug? Baruch Hashem, we have no one throwing us into gas chambers or telling us we can't have a bris. We have other stuff. We have so many other things which are pulling us away. Hashem says it's open, come take. It's up for grabs. My kids have this game, up for grabs, down for keeps, something like that. How's it go? Up for grabs, down for keeps, up for grabs. Who wants it? You finished the high on Shavuos. Now we tell Hashem, I want it. Just want to end off with this little story, and this will let you go for real. Okay, Dean? You getting a little itchy? So, my Rebbe, Nassim Tzvi Finkel Zatzal. When I think of Mesiras Nefesh, I think of him. The Reshiva of the Mir, greatest, the biggest yeshiva in all time. Could be in history. A budget of over $22 million a year. My budget for the entire year was, I think, his budget for around 5 hours. He probably spent more on Schnitzel Day in the Mir. That's a Schnitzel Day in the Mir is a sight to behold. It should be a tourist sight. If you never see, you want to see backflips going for Schnitzel. It's amazing. And he had a tremendous achrayus, a tremendous burden. Raise that money. On top of that, he had Parkinson's disease. Lo aleinu. A disease which could take anyone out of the game. To give you an idea of this disease, it comes in levels. He had level 9. He used to give over 15 shiurim a week. I remember when you would give shiurim, you would have 4 mics set up, so when he shakes, because he had no control over his muscles, the mics would pick him up wherever he goes. And someone came by the shiva and he said to his kids, he said, you know, my father had Parkinson's. He has level 3. Says, my father's not able to open up a sefer and read. I have to daven for him. Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel was giving shiurim on Shas, Shir Klali. 15 questions on Rashi, answering with the unbelievable. Serious. He didn't take any money. He didn't take any medicine because he was afraid that it would ruin his learning. Because it affects the mind. He refused to take any medicine. It's tremendous pain. I remember seeing him with this smile. He would walk into yeshiva and look at everyone learning. I had the schus to learn with him once a week, Thursday night. I would come in, and many times he'd be laying on the couch because he didn't have the strength to sit up. Say, Yisrael, can you get me the sefer? And I would bring him the sefer, and he would lie down. And then I would start learning. And he didn't have enough energy to turn the page. I would go and turn his page and my page. He would do this for over an hour. And then his next chavrusa. And then someone else coming in for a bracha. And then going out to a wedding. Non-stop. So at one point, he wanted to buy another building. And the Mir is a campus. It's a building here, a building there, a building everywhere. Rabbi Arlovsky would say, in the Mir, in Yerushalayim, you stand wherever you are and the Mir will come to you. You don't have to go to the Mir. Just grow. And so he made a system. I don't believe that if you want to sit and learn, you never have to leave the building. There were people who would stay there the entire Zman, 6 months, and never leave the building. They had a porch and they needed fresh air. The cleaners came into the building. All your food was in the building. You have some people who never left their dorm, but it was made for people to never have to leave. You could stay and just learn. It was Meisur Nefesh. But he decided he wanted to build another building. And mamash like David HaMelech, he would watch over every part of the building. From the construction, from the building, everything. He was so part of it. I never understood why until I saw this Rashi. Like, why are you so interested? You have to make sure every part goes well. You're building a Makam Hashem. So someone thought that it wasn't healthy for him. It's too much. have $20 million budget. Like, enough with the building. You don't have to take in every guy who comes. You have, Baruch Hashem, over 3,500, 4,000 students. What do you need another one? And they went over, they said, Rebbe, it's too much. It's not good on your health. And that went in one ear, out the other. So this guy decided he's going to go to Rav Nassim Tzvi's Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kamil. It's a tremendous gadol in Eretz Yisrael. And he said he's going to go to him, he's going to tell Rav Chaim Kamil, the only one Rav Nassim Tzvi would listen to, you have to tell him to stop buying it, to slow down. It's not healthy. So he goes all the way down to Rav Chaim Kamil. He lives over an hour and a half away. He made an appointment that he goes and he sits with Rav Chaim Kamil. He says, please, tell the Rosh Yeshiva I'm so close. I see how much he has to work and go traveling in London and Panama. Genuksha, and tell him to stop. We'll take care of the finances. Enough with the building. So Chaim Kamil looks at this yid and he says, let me ask you a question. If you go over to Bill Gates and you ask him for a check, I don't know if he used the name Bill Gates, but he says, if you go over to a wealthy man and you ask him for money, he takes out a check and he signs his name and he gives it to you and it's blank. How much are you going to write the check for? $1 million? $2 million? $10 million? $20 million? Bill says, fill in the number you want. So what do? You take out your phone, Google. What is Bill Gates' net worth? Right? You leave him a couple of million for himself. I'm just speaking for myself over here. This is the way I think. Right? You want to give him back some miser. And you write the check. So he looks at this guy and he says, don't you understand? Rav Nassim Tzvi is playing with a blank check. For him to have one yeshiva doesn't make sense. One building. What do you care if he's building another one? He's coming from Hashem, who's not bound by anything. That's the idea of Mesiras Nefesh. We have more kaychas than we think we have. We have more inside the tank. And like my brother said on Shavuos night, and you want to support Torah, you tell Hashem, I want to support it. He'll give you to support also. My Rashiv Rabbi Kaplan of Waterbury would always say, the guys who don't learn usually don't support. You want to support Torah? Let me see you appreciate and learn a little Torah. But Hashem has it all. He has the blank check. First, we have to understand that Hashem has the blank check. And then you understand he could be 28 years old and dumb and have the worst job in the world. You're the elevator boy. And no one can get anything through to you. And you sit and cry. And you say you want it. Hashem says, you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad? You want it? You want it? You have it. Anything. Ask. Daven. Plea. Try. Because what you really want, Hashem will give you. Mr. Hashem, we should be zocha to know what we really want, to know what's important, to have the values of what we really want, and to go after it.